Okay, start the Mishnah Ches, yeah? All right, so Mishnah Ches. So new Mishnah. See on top. Yehuda ben Taboy v'Shimon ben Shetach kibul mehem. So Yehuda ben Taboy and Shimon ben Shetach were makabel from Yeshua ben Prachi Anita Har Bailey. Okay, so it says the Mishnah. Yehuda ben Taboy oimer. Yehuda ben Taboy said, "Al tas atzmecha k'orchei hadayonim. Don't make yourself like orchei hadayonim. Orchei hadayonim are translated as lawyers. Don't make yourself like a lawyer. What does that mean?" So there's different. The truth is, we'll see in the Kamarna. This is a piece of where the Kamarna similarly just sort of goes with the Pshat of the Mishnah, and as we'll see soon, he gives a deeper pneumistic oimik to it. But he works within the Pshat. So, but that's what the Mishnah says. Don't be like Archei Adyana. We'll see what that means in a second. That's point number one, and then the next point was Ukishiyu Bali Dinim Oindim Lefinecha. Now it's talking about you're a Dayan. When litigants come to you, right, Reuven and Shimon are coming with a din Torah, you beinecha k'rishayim. You have to look at them like rishayim. U'kishneftar lefinecha, and then when the din Torah is over and there's a psak, you beinecha k'zakayim. Then you look at both of them as tzaddikim, as meritorious people. Meritorious? Is that the word?
Meritorious.
There you go. Meritorious people. Kishakibulim is a din, because they accepted the din. And that's it. Even if some of the din was this guy's guilty, this guy's innocent, so you would think that maybe. So when they're coming to me, I look at them as both. Like, what does it mean to look at both of them as Rishayim? It means that, you know, with a discerning eye. Don't just take things at face value. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the back of your mind, you're thinking, I can't necessarily trust exactly what each one is saying. And then when the din Torah is clarified, and this guy ends up being, you know, this one is Chayev, this one is Pater. So I could come away with feeling, okay, the Pater one is the Tzaddik, and the Chayev one, they still, you know. I can't trust them going forward either, you know? But no, once the Psak is rendered, okay, so then I believe that they'll accept the Psak, and then they're both Tzaddikim in my mind. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Okay, fine. So let's go see what the Kamarna says. So again, by Ches. So the opening line was vague. Al tas atzmecha k'orchei hadayonim. Don't make yourself like lawyers. So is that talking about? So what does that mean exactly? Like an orech din, and what is it? And is it talking about like a dayan as an actual judge, or are we talking about anyone else? What are we talking about? K'orchei hadayonim, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's a job. So like, so what does it mean exactly? Okay. So let's see. So so the Kamarna gives two pshatim. Sorry.
Well, how can you say what would be besides for? Don't make yourself like the kid's like, no?
Yeah, that's what it means, right. Don't make yourself like Orchei Hadayonim. In what context? What does that mean? What are we talking about? So the Kamarna gives two pshatim. He gives two pshatim. And it's really based on the classic Mefarshim and Pirkei Avos as well. You'll see how he puts it. So the first pshat is that this is not talking about necessarily someone who's a dayan. We're talking about someone who's learning, someone who's in a base medrash, listening to a Rebbe, whatever it is. So what is, and that person, when he hears Torah, he shouldn't react like Orchei Hadayonim. What does that mean? So he says, Misadre Hadin, Orchei Hadayonim, K'maisha Misadrim HaShulchan, Bilti Tam Musvar. In other words, it's similar to what the next part of the mission is going to be, is like, don't take things at face value. You hear a Torah, like, allow yourself to question it. Allow yourself to question it. Don't just say, okay, you know, like, allow yourself to question it, right? Everyone, you know, that's one of the beauties of Yiddishkeit versus, other religions. Other religions are all false. But one of the beautiful things is that we're so confident in the truth, in our truth, right, in Yiddishkeit, that, like, we allow ourselves to ask kashas. You're allowed to ask kashas. Like, it's a good thing, right? There's many stories of, of people that, let's say, there's a number of a lot of stories I've heard of, like, Gairim and things like that, where very often what sort of triggered in a good way that spark was the fact that they saw that by Yidden we're allowed to ask, and it's encouraged to ask kashas, and to I understand it doesn't make sense. It does make sense, like, to ask. So Orchei Hadayonim, so in this context, Orchei Hadayonim means, like, you know, you hire a lawyer, right? I'm not, nothing against lawyers. We hire a lawyer, and the guy, and you know, you hold that you're correct. You hire a lawyer, and all of a sudden, the lawyer's like, okay, you're 100% correct. Now let's just figure out how you're correct, right? So it's like, that's not the way learning is supposed to be. It's a job. Okay, it's a lawyer, but that's not the way learning is. Learning is you're halacha. Question why? Like, why is that? Does that make sense to me? Again, not from a rebellious place, but to understand. So he says, "Kamayish misadrim hashulchan." Built itam b'svara, like, again, Orche Dayanim, they're not trying to investigate. That is the Dayan's job, is to investigate. Orche HaDayanim, their job is just to present the case as it's, you know, representing the person that they are. Elachakar, be'ezatam amusvara zayis. Think about it. Why is this svara being said? Again, it's in the context of learning. It's obviously also in the context of a din Torah, right? Again, why is this svara being said? The Tilmaid in your next page. Again, to investigate, to break down the svar, break down the learning. So that's one pshat. V'chein, another pshat is more maybe simple. Loi tesadr tainis b'fi habaldin. In other words, the second pshat is that this is now addressing a person who actually is the dayan, and this is halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin also, that the dayan is not supposed to feed the answers to the litigants. Obviously, he can't, you know, because sometimes the way a dayan asks a question, you could sort of lead the person to, like, you know, whatever the, you know, you could sort of lead the person to give the correct answer that they're supposed to say. Obviously, that's incorrect. You have to allow them to either say what they mean, mess themselves up. You have to sort of give them that space. So that's the lawyer's job, is to help them come up with their tainus. That's not the dayan's job. So these are the different shots. But again, that's the basic shot in the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah goes on. That again, when Bali Din, and when litigation comes to a dayan, you be nechlik rishayim, right? So again, the simple pshat is, like I said before, it means to question things, not to take things at face value. Just because they said it, that must be true. Clearly, there's someone right and someone wrong. So what he says on a deeper level, you be nechlik rishayim, shebehechrich asu eiz aver of enough luklipus at shebehechrich lovei aldini hatayra lahaloisem ulavarim. When everything's bashkacha pratis, so you have two people, Reuven and Shimon, going to a din Torah, right? So, and the em is Reuven's right, and Shimon's wrong, right? Or Reuven's wrong and Shimon's right, whatever it is. There's an innocent person, and then there's the guilty person. So the innocent person thinking to himself, this is a blah in the world, this whole thing is just drain me a cup, it's a waste of my time, waste of my money, the whole thing is, what am I supposed to do? That? But no, a person has to use bashkacha pratis, which means that he also needs a tikkun. Now, it could be in this particular case, Reuven is right, or in this particular case, Shimon is right. So he doesn't actually owe the $100, right? But the fact that Reuven and Shimon have to go through this sichsach, they have to go through this inyan, it's bashkacha pratis. There is something that Reuven is neshama needs a tikkun, Shimon's neshama needs a tikkun, and this is how the Rabbanu Shlom is doing it. Which is also not only true for Reuven and Shimon to go with that. And again, it obviously doesn't mean that Reuven shouldn't defend himself and Shimon shouldn't defend himself, but it means that when they go through the process of defending themselves and the agmas nefesh and everything that comes with that, they should know that itself is a tikkun that they need. That's something that Reuven and Shimon has to chop, and even the dayan should be thinking this also, is that these two people, they need tikkunim, they need a tikkun, they need, again, it doesn't mean that their mamish messed up, but it means, and so the dayan, everything that's going on in the physical plane, the physical world, is something else is happening, neshamas, right? So you have this situation where Reuven and Shimon are coming, and there's a sichsuch, they're not able to, you know, it's a messed up situation, and the dayan is there to fix things, right? That's true physically, like on a practical level. That's also true neshamas wise, which means that on a neshama level, this dayan somehow is given the responsibility and the task to help Reuven and Shimon with their tikkun. So that means that the dayan also shouldn't see this as like a waste of his time or an unnecessary thing, or like he should daven for them, and he should have in mind that when he's trying to figure out who owes the money to who, like, that it's actually it's a tikkun for both of them, you know what I mean? And because the dayan could be thinking, like, when I'm questioning this guy, maybe he ends up being the correct one, so I caused him tsar for no reason. No, everything's bashkacha pratis, and if these two people came to the dayan, it means that they needed to go through this, and the dayan needed to be the one to facilitate that, and that's the way it works. Again, you also have the principle of the Baal Shem Tov, that anything that's presented to you that's that's not 100% perfect is a reflection on you, right? So that means that the dayan himself has to find some nekuda, because that's always the way it works, right? In order to fix somebody, like the Mishnah says, you can't be mighty someone, yidei chavasa, you can't be mighty someone like with Kiddush, right? Unless you're chayiv azav, unless you're obligated in Kiddush too, right? If you're not chayiv in Kiddush, you can't be mighty someone with Kiddush. If you're not chayiv in Megillas Esther, you can't be mighty someone with Megillas Esther. So Baal Shem Tov taught, it means you can't take someone out of their chayiv, out of their, like, stuckness, unless you're chayiv by sedavar, unless you're also chayiv. Now, it doesn't have to be that, it doesn't mean that you're chayiv on the same level as them. But that is something the dayan has to find within his own life. And again, that's the difference. Once the dayan sees Reuven and Shimon coming, that this is a neshama story. This isn't just a money story. This is a neshama story. That changes the whole dynamic. It means that even though you're engaging in the same process that any other, you know, litigation is, which is money and questioning and things like that, but behind the scenes, there's neshamas being worked out over here. Reuven is finding his tikkun, Shimon's finding his tikkun, and the dayan is facilitating that, which means that the dayan also has to find something in his life that he's not 100% perfect in. And that's how these things work. So that's what it means, that he should see, the dayan has to see the Baalei Dinim kereshoyim. In other words, that they need a tikkun. And he says like this, Ukishiyu Baalei Dinim oimdim lefenecha. And that's what the Mishnah says, the language, when the Baalei Dinim are standing before you, right before the dayan, the dayan should see them like Rishon. What does it mean, standing before you? He says specifically, Kishiyu Baalei Dinim oimdim lefenecha misakfen. In other words, let's say Reuven and Shimon, they come to the Din Torah. The dayan, you know, paskins or whatever it is, and they're still being stubborn about it. Like, no, I disagree, and they're hacking. So this is a situation of where the dayan could get very, disgusted by the situation. Just, I'm sick of this. Like, forget it. No. The dayan then has to realize that if they're not accepting the Din Torah yet, it means their tikkun is not finished. And so the dayan has to continue to work with them. Again, obviously, you know, I don't have to say too many disclaimers because none of you are dayanim, so it's like, it's okay. But obviously you have to do a seichel. The dayan can't, you know, at some point the person has to just say, okay, genug shayin, like, shalom aleichem, finit, like, aleichem shalom, and done. Okay, it is what it is. But there is such an inyan that if they're not, until they're, you know, because sometimes their lack of accepting, it could be maybe because the dintar is wrong, or it could be stam, they have a big nefesh abahamas, right? Or it could be this one, because maybe the tikkun has not worked out yet. So, you know. So he says, "Ve'ena roitzim lekabel b'simcha b'leiv toiv esadin elo oimdim." They're standing there, and as they're, you know, umarim, they're still kvetching. Azim rishoyim. Then at that point, there's still things that need to be worked out. Ukish niftar maher. But when they accept it and they leave quickly, like they didn't push back, the kibul b'simcha az nas is a kind of tzaddik, and then they become tzaddik. That's a tzaddik, and that's a simon that everything was worked out as well. It's Moser Haskell that a person has to know. Everything that you go through is, you know, annoyances in life and things that you didn't want to deal with, and then v'chulu v'chulu. It's like, okay, everything's with the chesh, mashkacha pratis. Everything is working, is making us better people and working things out better. Okay. Should all be rachamim and chesadim and all good things.